This is Phil Rowe on Cambridge 105 Radio.
The show is, of course, a song by Lenka, performed there by Cambridge 10 Sing. And one of their leaders is with me now. Terry King is in the studio this morning. Good morning to you, Terry.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for coming by.
That's all right.
And making the time for us. This is a part-time role that you do with these children.
It is indeed. Yep.
So are you very musical? What's the day job normally?
Oh, I'm an administrator, which is quite a paperwork job. But I did used to be a singer and a sort of drama and musical theatre, so it's in my background somewhere.
And I can tell it's in your bones as well, because when we were playing that song, you were kind of bopping about a little bit in the studio to that, so I realised that you have some musical bones in your body anyway.
Somewhere.
So now, really, your role is, along with just a few other adults, to let the children, in a way, in the nicest sense, get on with it, what they do. They meet at the Histon Baptist Church.
Yep, every Thursday. That's our rehearsals days. But then we have other days where we have social events, team building days, and also we perform at various places throughout the year. Coming up, we are going to sing with Choir 2000 at their Advent concert. So we'll be singing Christmas carols. And then in April, we are asked by Virgin to go and perform for the crowds and the runners at the London Marathon. So we've done everything. And this year we sang at somebody's wedding. So, you know, we're out there a lot.
I wonder if you're going to be on cameras and captured at next year's London Marathon, because you've been in the Canary Wharf area, not far from the Catty Sark. So you're at mile number...
We're just before mile number 17, but it's quite funny because it's at the bottom of a hill, and by the time they get to us, they're absolutely shattered, and then they've got to go uphill, and it's the first hill of the marathon. So we try and cheer them up that hill.
We can buoy them along. What sort of songs do you sing to people when they go obviously down the hill, but then they're thinking, oh my goodness, I've got this challenge now ahead of me, the gradient. So what sort of things do you get?
We were singing Sia this year. To try and get the courage. And I'm Only Human was one of the ones that we sang. Not sure if they appreciated that one or not, but...
It's fantastic. So how big is 10 Sing? 10, firstly, I just thought, well, there must be just 10 singers. But firstly, the word 10, what does it mean?
10 Sing is actually a concept that's been going since 1968, and it was born in Norway. And 10 is Norwegian for teens. And then they took the English word sing... and had 10 sing, teens singing, and that's where it came from.
And how many in the group?
We've got 25 young people at the moment, but there's also another sister group in Bristol, who we meet at them several occasions, and there have been groups in Derby and the Black Country. Unfortunately, they've disbanded, but we're hoping they'll start up again. And then in Europe, it is absolutely massive.
Oh, right. So though we're Cambridge 10 Sing now, and the name changed, and you can tell us more about that. So all over mainland Europe then, you've got other groups?
Yes, it started off in Norway, and there are hundreds of groups in Norway, and Denmark and Finland and France. And actually next year, it will be exactly 50 years since 10 Sing started. So there is a massive European festival for a week in August in Norway, which we're hoping to take everybody to.
Historically, it started as 10 Sing. It became Cambridge 10 Sing. There's a story behind that.
Yes, we actually were two groups. We were Comberton 10 Sing and Histon 10 Sing. And then the numbers started to get smaller at Comberton, and so we became Cambridge 10 Sing. But we do actually take anybody from anywhere over the Cambridge area as long as they can get to us.
And how far away do children come to you from?
We've got a couple of people over in Comberton, but we tend to have the local villages at the moment. But we'd love to expand further and take central Cambridge people.
So there's going to be a plug for that. We'll tell people about the website and the Facebook page towards the end of the interview. Children are at school today, so we couldn't get any of the children here, rightfully, I suppose. We didn't ask any music teachers or tutors if they could come in, but we'll try sometime, maybe in the holidays, to get some children.
Oh, well, if we get organised, we can get a group together, but we won't get many of them in here.
That's true. We'll cram into, well, one of our largest studios here, but we'll see how many we can get into sort of...
Well, maybe we could see if we can get on the Mill Road Winter Fair when you're doing the outside broadcast.
It's a good plug. And we will be doing that this year as well, Terry, so nicely to get that, one of the guests to get that plug in for us. Funding for something like this, and now you're working with the YMCA in the region as well.
We do. They give us some funding, but also the children pay subs, and we try and sort of do everything out of the subs, and maybe subsidise some of the events as well for people who can't afford to pay full price, etc. But yeah, we get some funding from the YMCA, and we get a lot of help with them with things like safeguarding, DBS checks for the adults, sort of the admin side, if you like, of things.
Because that could be expensive, getting DBS checks through. It's nice to know that you are all DBS checked working with these children. But you give the children lots of autonomy. They try and... Did they have a way of figuring out which songs they're going to sing?
We do. We are very child-focused, youth-focused, and we have a young people's committee. There's 9 of them this year. And they basically make all the decisions. They get together, they choose the songs, play them to each other, decide what they want to sing. Then we put it to the vote of the people, the rest of the young people, and see what they choose. But they decide what events we can do and can't do. We just sort of sit there and give them the odd nudge every now and then if they're being completely impractical. And so the young people are the ones who run it and sort of have most of the creative ideas.
And you have a little fundraising event, which is going to be coming up later this month now. We just turned, yes, turned ourselves forward to Pinch Punch the first of the month for the 1st of November when we've been doing this interview. And you have a little bit of a quiz night going on.
Yes, because of the European Festival next year, we want to try and subsidise the young people as much as possible so as many of them can go, because obviously taking 25... for a week is going to be interesting. And so we're going to have a series of fundraising events. And the first one is our quiz night, which is on Saturday, the 25th of November. If you have a look at our website, Cambridge Tensing, or even actually, I think it's on our Facebook page.
It is indeed on your Facebook page.
It's on our Facebook page. There's a poster there with information on how to join the quiz night.
The European Festival, that's in Norway?
It is, for a week in August next year.
And so it's the summer holidays for the children?
Luckily.
And they'll be going out there. The children we heard, actually, in the track we played earlier on when we played the show, have all mainly moved on now, though, because that was recorded a couple of years ago.
That's 2014. I've only recently taken over Tensing. I've only been doing it for a year. But Cambridge Tensing, or Histon Tensing, is actually 21 years old, which gives you an idea how long we've been going. And so we need to put some new things on the website. But we take anybody from year 7, which is basically 11-year-old, all the way up to 18. And when the young people get to 18, we tend to suggest they come join us as young leaders. So basically they help take our rehearsal sessions, they conduct, they, you know, just generally help out and are still part of Tensing.
And what did you do for musical accompaniments? Do you have a band?
We used to have a band because we had lots of musicians, but this past couple of years we haven't, so we use backing tracks. But we'd love to put a band back together again. And we even have guitars that people can borrow to practice with. So that is one of the aims for this year.
There's plenty of room in the venue. It's Histon Baptist Church on Station Road in Histon. You meet there just during term times?
We do, on a Thursday night from 7 to 9. But then social events happen on Saturdays or Sundays or wherever we're needed, whenever we're needed.
Parents listening out there, got children who, well, want to let off a bit of steam, but shall we say open their lungs by lifting from the diaphragm.
I don't know, some of the games are quite good fun as well.
So what do you do as sort of extracurricular activity?
We've got a team building day coming up. Funnily enough, the same day as the quiz night. So we're going to do crafts and games, and then we're going to let the young people get together and cook their own dinner so that they get to learn skills as well as having fun.
Now, you're not affiliated to... you are a little bit to the Baptist Church. Would you explain the relationship between Cambridge Tensing and the church?
We've got a coordination team, which includes me and 2 other adults, and they are members of the Histon Baptist Church. And so we sort of coordinate everything together. And Histon Baptist Church do support us really well with the venue, and also some of our members are members of the Baptist Church as well. So although we have a Christian context, we don't push it too hard. We take anybody, everybody. And, you know, you don't even have to be a brilliant singer. We like drama, we like dance, you know, we would like everybody.
All denominations.
All denominations.
Some of the children then become far more confident, I'd imagine, doing this.
Yes.
By doing this.
Yes, and it is wonderful to see how they grow and the skills they learn, because they learn coordination skills. If they are on the committee, obviously, they learn the organisation skills and leadership skills, and we hope they'll take that with them into the outside world.
Into the second half of the term now, Terry, but anybody can come along really at any time and join in, so you can jump on the bandwagon literally this coming Thursday.
Yep, literally, just turn up on a Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the Baptist Church. If you want to email us, we are at info@cambridge10sing.co.uk. And I have been told to plug this, as part of our fundraising, we would be willing to entertain for a small fee if we're needed at fundraising events, etc. So,
how did it go at someone's wedding? Did it go well?
It did, actually. It was great fun. It was one of our members' mum was getting remarried, and yeah, it was good.
What a great idea to hire Cambridge 10 Sing,
exactly,
as we heard earlier on, to do something like that. That email, again, is info@cambridge10sing.co.uk. Cambridge 10 Sing is all one word. Go and have a look at their Facebook page at Cambridge 10 Sing, as you might imagine, and the website as well. You can find some more information, some pictures as well, as listen to some of the audio, which is up there as well, for the children singing some of the current year, some of the previous year's intake. In fact, some from 2014, as we heard earlier.
We've still
on.
Got some members there, though, so, yeah, some of the older ones.
Terry, thank you very much for coming by today.
Thank you very much for
it's,
having me.
It's quite a joyful experience, and do get along to, well, if you've got a young person who wants to join up to the age of 18.
Yep.
Terry, thanks very much.
Thank you.